CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a New Year's Eve.
Oh, it's New Year's Eve.
It's New Year's Eve. It's the day of the bowl game, too. The Kinders Texas Bowl is today between Baylor and LSU.
I actually wrote two physical checks this morning, and somehow it eluded me as I wrote down 12:31.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me that it's New Year's Eve.
Wow.
We got to go pop tops or whatever the kids say.
Yeah.
I feel very old when it comes to popping tops. I feel like that's can you use it? Can you talk about it as an activity? Like as a verb, like we got to pop some tops, or you're only supposed to say they're popping tops?
I don't know. I haven't used that phrase in my entire life, so I'm the wrong guy to ask.
You know, yeah.
Like, how's this whiskey taste? I don't know. I'm a teetotaler. I have no idea how it tastes.
You don't listen to enough crappy music, Sean.
I don't. I don't.
And I'm thinking by kids, I mean, I think that was like for the millennials. That was a popular phrase with them.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're going out to the bowl game today, should be a whole lot of fun. Baylor and LSU, it should be that's one of the better non-playoff bowl games, I would say.
Do you happen to know who's on the call for this?
Good question. I believe it's Brett Dolan and John Harris. Okay.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. On the radio or on the TV?
On the radio, yeah. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 610, Seth. Yeah.
I love Brett. Brett's an awesome guy.
I ran into Brett. Where did I run into Brett recently?
I like John, too, by the way. But yeah. I was just, you know, John knows that.
Oh, I ran into Brett. He was at the Texans game on Christmas Day. I ran into Brett.
Oh.
Yeah, Brett. They're both great. It should be a good call. It'll be right here on our airwaves today. Should be a lot of fun. So the Texans can only play one of three teams in the wild card round. If they want to send their advanced scouts out, they can send them to three places, and they'll be playing one of these teams. The Steelers, who, according to playoffstatus.com, there's a 77% chance they would play.
It's getting up there.
The Chargers, 19%. Somehow these numbers shifted overnight. I don't know. You know, I guess maybe the Lions, maybe there's a ripple effect with the Lions and the Niners that affect these things. I have no idea. And then the Ravens, there's a very, very minuscule chance, thank God, that they would play the Baltimore Ravens. 4% chance.
I am such a fraud and a hypocrite, because everybody that listens closely will remember that last week I said, hey, I actually would prefer to have the Ravens at home in the first round, because that's your best chance at beating the Ravens. So,
dude,
I don't care anymore.
No, a 31-2 thrashing will do that to you.
Fine, at least if they have to face the Ravens in the second round on the road, we won't have to witness it in person. Fine.
So who do you think the people want to play, Seth? There's about 1,000 votes on this poll that I put up yesterday. Who do you think the people would like to play of those three teams?
I think of those three teams, there's a lack of familiarity and recent success with the Chargers. They haven't been successful until this year. I feel like people feel more like, oh, it's the Chargers? What? No, Justin Herbert? Ah, no, I know Russell Wilson's name, and they've got a good defense. So I think most people would prefer to play the Chargers.
Actually, believe it or not, 73% of the people want to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's interesting.
The hatred for Russell Wilson knows no end.
I guess. The lack of fear of Russell Wilson, probably,
right,
more than anything.
Lack of respect, which, you know, is the kid. Us kids say that hate, that's hate as well, you know?
That's right, you kids.
Yeah, they're hating on him. We're hating on them.
It is interesting, the percentages of the voting public, you know, the 1,000 people that voted in my poll. It aligns within just a few percent of the of what the computers think the opponent is going to be. Like, it's 73% want the Steelers. Well, the good news for those people, according to the computers, there's a 77% chance you're going to get your wish. Similarly, the Chargers, 22% of the people would like to face the Chargers. Well, the computers are like, well, there's like a, you know, 16 or whatever I said, 19% chance that you're going to get your wish. And then very few people would like to play the Ravens. 4.6% are like, yeah, let's go. Give it to me one more time. Give me the castor oil. Let's go. Yeah.
You know, one of the big things that I would look at, too, is the fact that I think the Chargers have a better run defense than the Steelers. The Steelers have a better overall defense, but yeah. The teams that have good run defenses, like the Titans, even though they're a bad team, that just completely stymies everything the Texans want to do. Neither of those defenses, I don't feel great about right. either of them, but you might have your best opportunity for success against the Chargers. I respect Justin Herbert more as a quarterback, but I kind of, at some point you're going to have to score points versus these teams, and I don't know if they have a chance versus the Steelers.
Yeah, I don't know either. I did pros and cons of each of these from a Texans perspective. I kind of did the whole all right, this is good. This is a green column. This is good. Here's a red column. Well, this sucks. Pros of playing the Steelers if you're the Texans. You mentioned Russell Wilson. He's the least threatening, I would say, of the three starting quarterbacks on these teams. He's the least scary. Did you know the last time the Steelers won a playoff game was in 2016? That was the year Brock Osweiler was the quarterback of the Houston Texans. How long ago does that feel? That's the last time they won a playoff game. Was in 2016. It's been almost a decade. For all the credit that Mike Tomlin gets for having a team that never finishes, literally on his watch, never finishes below 500. They're mm-hmm. always at least 500 or they're a winning team. He's not won a playoff game in 9 years or 8 years, man. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. So that's the pros. They haven't had a lot of recent success. The cons, as you mentioned, the defense. two cons, I think, with the Steelers. The defense and the optics at NRG Stadium that day or night, yeah. whenever it is they play. The Steeler fans are going to invade NRG Stadium.
Yeah, the Steelers might have, it might be one of those unfortunate situations where the home team has to go to a silent count.
Yes.
Because it's, and this Texans offensive line, although they've actually somehow, weirdly, even though you'd never believe, they have made some improvements along the year as the year's gone on.
Yeah.
In terms of communication and things like that.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah.
But that part, they still can't run the ball at all versus good defense. And I think that's where, again, when I go to the Chargers, it's kind of I think both these, they're both good defenses.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chargers just, I don't fear the Chargers at home nearly as much as the Steelers for that crowd dynamic.
Yeah, I agree. The pros.
So the defense, you get a better version of the Steelers defense if they've got home field advantage
no question.
On the road.
Yeah,
and
no,
you're not going to get that with the Chargers.
No, you're not going to get that. Yeah, the big pros of playing the Chargers is, for one, we talk about the Steelers' lack of success in the playoffs in the last 8 years. The Chargers are just one of those cursed franchises that anytime they get close to something good, something bad happens. They lost. Mm-hmm. They had a 27-0 lead over the Jags in the playoffs 2 years ago, and that's what led to Brandon Staley getting. Eventually, that was the impetus. That was the beginning of the end for Brandon Staley.
It's an underrated reason to sign to hire Jim Harbaugh as your head coach because Jim Harbaugh kind of cured a lot of the curses and vexes of Michigan football.
Yes,
and a year in which he won a national championship, he did it well. While also getting caught doing something else that other programs it might have doomed. So it was they completely 100% reversed the curse. So the Chargers need some kind of mojo like that, and Harbaugh's just the weirdo to do it. Very, very weird.
that's exactly what I wrote in my notes. I'm like, Jim Harbaugh, cons if you're the Texans. Jim Harbaugh is their head coach, and if there's a head coach who can weirdo his way out of all the Charger weirdness, it's Jim Harbaugh.
Yes,
it's
good
true.
Job.
Yeah. And I also think, too, just purely from a football standpoint, all these big chunk plays that have been the Achilles heel for the Texans this year, Justin Herbert's capable of generating a couple of those.
Yeah, but so are Russell Wilson and George Pickens, just
true.
As a duo.
Yeah.
That's been kind of the hinge point for their offense a lot this year.
Yeah, this is my pros and cons for facing the Baltimore Ravens. Pros, they kicked your ass so badly on Christmas Day, maybe they'll come in overconfident.
Oh.
Cons, everything else. I can find no good reason to want to face the Baltimore Ravens anymore.
Danielle Hunter, when you listen to the audio, I don't think it nearly sounded like he was calling out the coaches the way it read in the transcript. But Danielle Hunter said they need a game plan better in a game like that versus the Ravens. There is something to be said for, man, when you've got to play a team that's so vicious with the option, because of the running back and the quarterback and their ability to run. And then also the RPO element of it. Like, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare because that offense can beat you every different way. It's really tough in a short week to get your defensive ends and linebackers really on board with exactly how you're going to play everything. But that's not a, it's not enough of an excuse.
No.
Especially now the offense has no excuse because they went out and played not that much different than they've played all year, just a little bit worse.
Tell me what you think of this text. Give us Baltimore.
I hate it.
Give us Baltimore in the first round. Beating anyone else would feel like false hope.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. I don't. Okay, all right. Maybe this guy's talking me back into wanting Baltimore in the
first
round.
For that reason?
Again.
Why? Because who cares how you feel about a win? Like, it's a win. On to the next round, you know?
It's like, kind of like if your kid's not that good at sports and you're going to a tournament, you're just kind of like, all right, let's just get this over with. I got some Netflix to watch.
Right.
Let's just go ahead and. Let's go. I hope this team gets rolled up in the first because they're not doing anything anyway.
I don't want to dismiss it. It is an interesting point. Like, that is the one team. Like, if they beat the Chargers or beat the Steelers, you're going to, in all likelihood, I mean, you're going to probably go to Kansas City. It would in the second round, depending, unless there's some upsets, you're probably going to go to Kansas City. Which, by the way, I feel better about playing them than I do. I know Kansas City people are going to be like, oh, you're talking trash about the two-time Super Bowl.
Oh, they're
Bowl
so
champ.
Sensitive. I can't,
no, super
they're,
sensitive.
They're absurdly sensitive these days up in Kansas City.
They're the least scary of the three teams the Texans could travel to in the playoffs, in my opinion. The Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills. And so when I say least scary, in terms of like getting embarrassed, you know, like I mean, we just saw they played the Chiefs up there 2 weeks ago or whatever it was.
And yet they also look over the last couple of weeks like a team that's just the Chiefs look like they're hitting their stride and might become yet again that dominant force in the playoff. But I think that's important to remember. It's that, all right, I don't think it has to give you false hope. The problem is, like, obviously, you lost the game to the Chiefs. It wasn't as close as the score looked, but you've been able to play some good teams to within a score this year. And the defense at times has been just outright a force versus teams like the Lions and the Bills at home. So the problem is that the Ravens are just a particularly bad matchup for
them.
And it's obviously coloring our perception of the team right now. The offense, I don't feel good about at all. But getting a playoff victory for lots of reasons. I've turned into that meek and timid soul that I've given up hope on a deep playoff run, but I'd just like to have at least a home playoff victory, please.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'd like.
I agree. All right, off and running on it's Tuesday, right? Yeah, it's Tuesday. I mean,
it's New Year's Eve, Sean.
I know, dude, I'm not even joking. Like,
we're top popping.
Playoff schedule, or not playoff, the regular season schedule's got me so messed up. It's a Tuesday, and so good to be with you on a Tuesday. Appreciate you guys getting up with us here on New Year's Eve. Headlines up next. Texans get a guy back, and there's a new one in the house. D'Amico Ryan spoke on both of those. You'll hear from him coming up next.